Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Concerts are back. What is today's big announcement, Dean?
Well, let's see. We've got Carrie Underwood just announcing that she will be coming to the Allstate Arena out in Rosemont. That's going to be on October 22nd. She's kicking off a 43-city tour this fall to support her upcoming album, Denim and Rhinestones. And tickets for this one will go on sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock.
Andy Griffith Show fans are mourning part of the cast today. Tell us what happened here.
Yeah, a very memorable character on the show has passed away, although she was only on a relatively few episodes, really. The actress's name, Maggie Peterson, better known as Charlene Darlin.
Take a look. Let's do another for him. All right. How about boiling cabbage then?
Oh, no, Pa. That makes me cry.
Just try to control yourself. All right, boy. A one, two.
There is a time for us to wander.
Charlene Darlin. The only girl in this mountain-loving Darlin family that would stroll into Mayberry once in a while. If someone were to ask me how many episodes the Darlins were on Andy Griffith, I would have said 20, 30. They were only on five.
But they were rerun 100,000
times.
Well,
that's very true. They were run a million times. But it just seemed like there were so many more. But the Darlins became such a memorable part of this series of recurring characters who would be on the show. Maggie Peterson passed away after an extended illness. After her husband passed away from Alzheimer's disease last year, she was 81 years old.
On the celebrity author list today, Tiffany Haddish. What's she writing?
Yeah, she's got a new children's book that has just come out. It's a children's book of about being yourself, taking care of yourself, not caring what other people think. The book is called Layla, The Last Black Unicorn, that follows a unicorn who, you know, feels out of place. The book is out right now.
And, you know, we're still hearing from people talking about the Will Smith slap. And I guess there are a lot of stand-up comics traumatized, aren't they?
Well, you know, Wanda Sykes certainly is. She said she was right after it happened. She was there. She was one of the co-hosts of the whole thing, but she in an interview talked about how she is still traumatized from this whole thing, still upset that Will Smith was allowed to stay in the theater after the attack took place, got a standing ovation, won the Oscar afterwards, and then went out dancing afterwards. You know, Wanda Sykes, who you know, really doesn't pull any punches at all, you know, has said, you know, she thinks there's a lot of apologizing still to do for all of that. She went on in slightly more colorful language to
yeah, I'll bet.
Express some of that. But she is, yeah, she's not holding back. She's speaking out about it. By the way, Wanda Sykes, by the way, is going to be in the Chicago area. She's going to be doing a show at the Hard Rock Live in Gary, Indiana, the casino there, on June the 17th, and tickets are still available for that. I've seen her do live stand-up several times, and she is just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. She is great. There's no question about that. By the way, have you been watching the Johnny Depp trial at all?
I've been reading accounts of it. I refuse.
It's back this week.
Yeah, I know. I refuse to sit down and waste time watching it. Although, you know, apparently there's, you know, quite a bit of daytime drama involved in it all. Yesterday, Amber Heard was, you know, back on the trial denying many of the disgusting things that have been said. I don't even want to recount it because it's so weird and so, in many ways, it really is literally disgusting, the kinds of things that they're talking about, the kind of things that they're both alleging that the other did to one another. I think at some point the judge should just go, you know what, we've heard enough. You're both nuts. Here's what the settlement's going to be. You know, whatever the settlement winds up being, get out of my court and never come back here again. It's such a waste of time, it seems like to me.
The nuttiest thing is that Johnny Depp, as I understand it, pushed to have this televised. He wanted it on television. What was he thinking? What was his lawyer thinking?
I think it's, well, I mean, it's just as damaging to him as it is to her. I think at this point they've both accused each other of the most bizarre things possible. And the only motivation that I can think for this is that Johnny Depp wanted to show what a bizarre relationship this was. This is not a trial about whether or not he was a good partner or whether he was or was not bizarre. This is a defamation of character trial. And at the end of the day, the jurors who are going to be deciding this have to decide whether or not Amber Heard committed defamation of character against Johnny Depp. You know, that they're going to ask the jurors to put everything else out of their minds. But I don't know how you possibly can. I mean, what I've gotten out of this just from, you know, reading the recap every day is they deserved each other. And, you know, they both were just completely nuts. And, you know, whether or not defamation of character has taken place, you know, you probably should ask a legal expert about that, whether or not this is Johnny Depp is alleging this damaged his brand. He can't get a job now. People won't hire him now. Well, after this trial.
Yeah, for sure.
People
now.
Are definitely not going to be hiring either of those two nutcases.
Depp's legal team started the cross-examination of Amber Heard yesterday. So a warning, take it from me, do not watch Court TV live coverage of this. Don't go down that rabbit hole. You'll get nothing else done for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and also don't eat lunch or anything before you watch any of it.
Yeah, good tip.
You may lose your lunch at some point with some of the things they're talking about.
Dean Richards reporting on the Hunger Games. Now we're going to get more, huh?
Yeah, we're going to get a prequel to the extremely successful series that was launched. Yes, it's got to be easily over 10 years now that we saw our first Hunger Games movies with Jennifer Lawrence and Liam Hemsworth and Josh Hutcherson, Stanley Tucci, among many others. This one will be a prequel that is centered around the character that Donald Sutherland played in the original movies. Coriolanus Snow will follow him as a younger man. They have not announced who will be playing these characters yet, or whether or not we're going to be seeing any of the other actors from any of the original movies. But it will be based on Suzanne Collins' novel, The Ballad of the Songbirds and Snakes, and Francis Lawrence, who directed the three Hunger Games movies, will be directing this one. They're thinking that it should be out in November of next year. So we've got a while to go on that.
There's a lot of excitement about the new Downton Abbey movie. Have you seen it yet, Dean?
I have. Are you a fan of the Downton Abbey?
No, not because I don't like it, but I never really gave it a chance.
Ah, okay. I think that you would really like it. It's very smart. It's very civil. In a world of movies where monsters take over and special effects take over, and this is just a pure clean drama that is that's very interesting. It's very funny. You really get to care about these characters, and God bless Maggie Smith. She plays the kind of the matriarch of this family that now has been on television for I think it was 7 seasons that Downton Abbey was a top-rated show on British TV, and we watched it here on PBS in Chicago about the aristocratic Crawley family and their faithful domestic servants. In this new movie, a talkie is being made at their estate. This is all set in the the 1920s. And a big surprise announcement is made about the matriarch, played by the great Maggie Smith in this movie. She steals the movie, as she does, in my opinion, on the television series, steals every episode that she is in. So one of the actors from the movie that I talked to was Hugh Bonneville, who played plays her son in the movie. And I was curious, you know, what it was like having Maggie Smith as your mom.
How do you describe the Maggie Smith experience? Is it as much fun as it is for us watching on our end?
Well, it's fun insofar as it's terrifying. I can remember feeling scared on the first day of filming with her, and I was scared on the last day of filming with her. Simply because her standard is, you know, it's impossible to match. She will do something, you know, within a line, within a take, within a, you know, within a thought that surprises you and just makes the line that Julian has created even more delicious. To work with someone of her caliber, who's already, you know, who's won two Oscars and has had the career that she's had both on stage and screen, and for her to play my mum and to be part of our ensemble, I never thought she'd. I can remember when I first got offered the script, I said, who's going to play Violet? And they said, well, we're hoping to get Maggie Smith. And I said, well, dream on, mate. That's not going to happen. And she stuck with us.
Yeah, all this time, this new movie, which is really good. I'm going to be highly recommending it on Friday. Will open in theaters only on Friday. And Bob, I think when I'm going to be down at, I'll be doing all of my television segments from the radio station this coming Thursday. In honor of the 100th anniversary of WGN, mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to do it in a British accent. doesn't it make you sound a little smarter?
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, has 100 points to your IQ.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. And here we are at WGN Radio.
That'll work.
It's Mr. Bob Surratt.
What if you haven't watched the Downton TV series?
You'll completely get it.
Okay,
it's written and explained so perfectly. Within about 5 minutes, you'll understand who the characters are and what their places are. It's very, very easy to join along and have some fun.
More from future Anglophile Dean Richards tomorrow morning here. Thank you.
Anyway, peace and love.
And top of the morning to you, or something like that.
One of those.